This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. Right, I'm joined in the Fun Kids studio by Alex Milway. Hello.
Hello, lovely to meet you.
Yeah, you too, man. Thank you so much for coming by.
Pleasure.
Now, you've got a brand new book out, which I have read and loved.
Oh, thank you.
It's called Hotel Flamingo.
It is, yes, that's right.
Tell our listeners a little bit about it.
It's basically a story of a girl that inherits a hotel for animals, which sounds kind of weird, but there's no other human, so it's basically just Anna.
Yes.
And she's looking after all the different types of animals of the world that come to stay, which, as you can imagine, is immensely difficult because some animals want to eat other animals, possibly, or some animals are like 30 foot long and some animals are insects.
Well, so, yeah. She has like cockroaches who come to stay.
Yes.
And, of course, not many hotels would accept cockroaches.
No, I like that. I thought it would be challenging, though, because there was my idea was, instead of a zoo, because it would be quite easy for her to run a zoo, but that's a very weird situation and the animals can't leave the cage and things. I thought another way of having a sort of a child look after animals would basically to be able to run a hotel. So they would be there, her guests, and she could welcome them in. And the idea being that her hotel, in order to compete with the competition, the Glitz, which is this sort of mega hotel that's very exclusive and doesn't accept animals like cockroaches in, she welcomes everyone in, including the cockroaches. So it's the sunniest hotel on Animal Boulevard. She tries to make it as warm and welcoming as possible.
But when she first goes there, it's pretty run down. She's not been left in the great state.
One of my favourite things is, particularly in TV shows or in books or in films, is when you get to do something up. And it could be anything, you know, like from a shop to a hotel to even just doing up your house. But the idea of doing up a hotel and it being kind of Art Deco, you know, from the 1920s, the period style-y sort of thing. So I've tried to borrow a bit of that and make it look... Yeah, I like taking things from a wreck with cobwebs here and there and jazzing them up, making them all bright and shiny and lovely.
And she gets new staff members as well, because she walks in there and there is two staff members, right?
Yes.
Lemmy and T-Bear.
They've been there for a long time when nobody's been there.
Oh, and they live there and they're like, it's their home.
And they love it.
And then luckily she finds the finances for some new staff members.
Yes.
So who does she get?
Oh, this was a lovely moment, because obviously when you create a book and stuff, you think about, oh, what characters could I have? And so you think about all the things you loved as kids, things like the Muppets, all things with animals and different types of creatures. And so, yes, there's Madame Le Pig, who's probably one of my favourite characters. And she's the chef, and she's a really angry chef. And she's like, no, you will not come in my kitchen. Get out of my kitchen.
All chefs are like that, though.
I know, exactly.
Quite
so
true.
It's not really playing up to any... Yeah, no, I'm keeping the stereotype alive. But so I love that. So it's really great to pick different animals. So she's a pig, and you have a big hippo, and she comes and she's the cleaner. And I like the fact that she sneezes at the dust. So she's got this really big nose, but she has a very sensitive nose. So she's very, I can smell dust and dirt anywhere. And she won't be happy until that's cleaned. And then they have a giraffe come in who's really great at handy jobs and stuff. And because she's really tall as well, Stella's great, so she can reach high things, and she's got, you know, got her boiler suit on, and she's, which is very, you know, on trend. It's great. So she's dressed up smart, and who else is there? God, there's a little mouse who runs there. He's very quiet.
Oh yeah, in
the lift. It doesn't see much daylight. Bless him. He lives in the lift.
It seems like a really lovely, like, old-fashioned hotel as well, because you have like the big pool and you have the big staircase and everything like that.
And it's all a bit broken. So what was lovely was to say the pool. They have to fix the pool within the book, and that's one of the nice little story ideas. Is that because it stopped working and a lot of flamingos come in to help out with sort of marketing the place. But flamingos don't need a bed, you see. They like to stand in a lake on one leg probably and fall asleep. So they need to get the swimming pool up and running again.
Did you have to research animals or hotels for this?
Both.
Yes.
A lot. I didn't stay in a hotel very much as a kid. Recently I've stayed in a few more. But I love looking at all the old photos of all these really old... hotels from maybe turn of the century, some 19 going to the 20th century, when hotels became really big and holidaying became really big. And the style was everything. And I love, you know, there's some zigzaggy carpets. There's all sort of quite dizzying kind of array.
Yeah.
There's so many wallpapers. I've gone mad drawing wallpapers. But it makes me really happy to have lots of pattern.
Yeah.
Which is something I've probably not really done that much before. And so, yes, to get to research that was really brilliant. And the animals, absolutely. Even just drawing them.
As you said, you do the drawings as well. You do the illustrations. And they're amazing.
Oh, thank you so much.
What comes first? Is it the drawings or the writing?
A bit of both, really. Because I always have a notebook on me. So I'm always drawing. And ideas sometimes pop out of that and go... Or sometimes just an idea comes to me and it goes the other way. Because, I mean, this started out... I saw my little daughter. She was probably about 3 at the time, playing with a load of her animal toys.
Right.
And she was basically, you know, you do this, you go to bed, you go and do that. And that's where the idea of a girl looking after animals came from. And so that was very much, you know, oh, that's where that idea comes from.
Right.
And it goes on.
Yeah.
It's not always that simple, but that was great to have see that and think, you know, I like this idea of a girl taking it on herself and becoming all entrepreneurial and setting up a business and, you know, looking after
Yeah,
that.
Anna is very, she's straight to the point.
She wants it.
She's
a doer.
She wants
to be successful. Yeah. She's a doer.
Yeah. Straight away she goes
My daughter is that, you see. That's exactly my youngest daughter. She's a doer. So this is very much for her and about her. She looks quite similar to Anna.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's got long brown hair. I've made some of the hats, some little bellhop hats. And now she's got one to wear. And she looks just like it. So exciting.
Oh, that's really cool. Also, apparently is it 20 snails hidden in the book?
Oh, yes, yeah. I thought it was really fun because there's some really great books out there which are just for looking, like Where's Wally, I guess, started off. But you look for all of the little things throughout the book. And I thought it would be really nice to do that. I mean, and I like the idea also that there is a snail with a home on his back wanting to sort of possibly, maybe he wants a room, but nobody's noticed him yet, or he's not found a way to sort of, hello, can I have a room, please? But he's dotted throughout.
Is it a 4-book series as well?
Yes, yes.
That's
almost
exciting.
Finished the second one currently. So it is really exciting. And I love, you know, it's so nice to have, the next one's going to be sort of set in the summertime. So there's a heat wave and it's all really bright and hot. You know, and I love, the hotel's great because you can go sort of seasonal. All the different animals come at different times. And obviously the weather plays a part, but also the different types of guests. So if I did a sort of a winter book, possibly towards the end, then I can have extreme sports and it can be surfboarding, sort of polar bears and stuff.
Oh my goodness.
Or, well, you know, snowboarding.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be great.
That sounds amazing. Do that. That sounds brilliant.
Do that.
Just penguins all over the shop.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, for every author, I have a little quick fire round of questions to do, if that's okay with you right now.
Lovely. Yes, do it.
Okay, fab. Okay, books or Kindles?
Books.
Every author says that. Heroes or villains?
Ooh. Villains.
Villains. Ooh, interesting. Boutique hotel or B&B?
Ah, boutique hotel.
Yeah. Film adaptation or TV adaptation?
Oh, film.
Film, yeah, for this book?
Yes.
Yeah, excellent. Writing or reading?
Writing.
Writing. Room service or restaurant?
Room service.
Yeah. Hogwarts or Narnia?
Oh, Hogwarts.
Hogwarts, and me too, every time. Laptop or write by hand?
I like writing by hand, but it's easier on the laptop.
I guess, do you drawing by hand?
Yes.
Yes, okay. That qualifies. Roald Dahl or Jacqueline Wilson?
Oh, gosh. Jacqueline Wilson.
Oh, interesting. I didn't think you were going to say that. Book shop visit or school tour?
School tour.
Oh, I can see the pain on your face when you said
really
that.
Hard.
It's really tricky. Write 9 to 5 or do you write when you fancy?
Oh, I'm quite factory-like. Yes, 9 to 5.
Oh, right. And finally, salt and vinegar or cheese and onion?
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's tricky, isn't it?
Cheese and onion. Then my wife will hate me. She hates me for having cheese and onion crisps.
Well, your wife is correct. Salt and vinegar is the best one.
So, I've had far fewer cheese and onion crisps since I got married, I must admit.
Excellent. She's doing the world a service. This is good. That was brilliant. Thank you. I feel like we got to know you better as an author there. So Hotel Flamingo is out right now. Everybody can see if you get it, it's beautiful. The front cover just looks so lovely. And it is a magical book. So thank you so much for popping by.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And Alex, come back for the next ones as well.
Oh, I'd love to.
Cheers. So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.